North Korea. The move was announced after the North claimed to have successfully tested a hydrogen bomb this week. The broadcast consists of everything from newscasts rattling off the cost of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's clothes and his wife's purses to K-pop, that South Korean's version of catchy, light pop tunes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
A Republican bill gutting the Affordable Care Act is headed to the White House after passage by the House. Here's Terry Moore.
The measure faces a certain veto from President Obama. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Obamacare doesn't work. Higher premiums and fewer choices and restricted access, these are not signs of success.
The bill also strips federal funding from Planned Parenthood for 1 year. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
Millions of more people have health insurance as a result. That's a good thing, but they want to take it away.
It is unlikely that congressional Republican leaders can muster enough votes to override a veto. The health care reform law has survived two serious challenges before the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Are you already having some trouble keeping New Year's resolutions? Psychology professor Tim Bono says people who take just a few minutes a week to accentuate the positives in their lives tend to do better with their resolutions.
It's also one of the easiest behaviors for us to incorporate into our daily lives. And it really doesn't even involve changing anything about our lives. Rather, it's taking just a few minutes to shift the focus of our attention to those things that are going well for us.
And Bono says exercising strong willpower tends to become easier as you go.
If you can exercise strong willpower in those small behaviors, eventually that will accumulate to giving you the willpower to carry out the larger goals you have for yourself, like running a marathon, like eating healthier, getting more involved with the community.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 9:07, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Weather, it's 37 degrees right now in Flemington. Overcast skies, no precipitation scheduled for today. Winds are 2 miles an hour. Today is Friday, TGIF, January 8th, 2016. Cloudy skies and a high of 43 today. Winds east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy with periods of drizzle late tonight, a low of 34. Winds light and variable. For tomorrow, cloudy skies and a high of 49. Winds light and variable. We'll have some fog with occasional rain on Saturday night after midnight, a low of 42. And that rain could be a quarter of an inch, so we could have some localized flooding. Sunday, cloudy and damp with rain in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Yes, there is thunder possible, and the temperature will be a high of 61, chance of rain 100%. Mainly sunny on Monday, a high of 34. Tuesday the 12th, some sun in the morning with up increasing clouds during the afternoon, 42. And intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 32 on Wednesday the 13th. Temperatures in our area, 32 over in Bethlehem, 34 up in Highbridge, 33 up in Tewksbury, 35 in Hillsboro, 37 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, I have my guest here. Her name is Judy Totella, and she is the event leader of Relay for Life of Hunterdon County. I had just done this article yesterday and enjoyed the fact that we got in touch with Judy and going to have her here to talk all about the Relay for Life event and the Relay for Life kickoff event that's going to be taking place in the next couple of days. So looking forward to that. So I'm going to bring Judy in here, and we're going to learn all about it. So good morning, Judy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So welcome to Good Morning Hunterdon. This is pretty cool. We're going to talk about the Relay for Life. I've been doing this show for now 4.5 years. It started in October of 2011, and every year around May, somewhere on NJ.com and Hunterdon County Democrat, they talk about the Relay for Life event. And it sounds incredibly moving as far as an event is concerned. And so I'm looking forward to having the conversation about all that. You're the event leader, right? So this is your big to-do. You're the one that covers all this?
Yes, I'm a volunteer for Relay for Life of Hunterdon County.
Okay.
We work with the American Cancer Society to have this local event here in Hunterdon, and it's been held over the last 4 years at Hunterdon Central High School.
Right.
May is when we're having it this year, May 21st to 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we've had it mostly in June.
Okay.
We moved it a little bit earlier so that we could try to avoid some of the hot weather. It's a very long day when you have an 18-hour event and you're in the sun all day long.
Right, right. And so this goes on through the night.
Yes. Our event is an 18-hour heritage
18
event.
18 hours. My goodness.
So we register people at noon on the 21st,
mm-hmm.
and our kickoff, our opening ceremonies will begin at 2 p.m.
Right.
on Saturday, May 21st, and we'll relay between that time until 6 a.m. in the morning.
Right. Now, there's a lot of things you threw in there about this relay. It's 18 hours. We're going to talk all about that and go into some of the details because and I remember going through this during reading the articles and trying to convey it, when you start to delve down, there's a lot of purpose and reason for everything that's going on in that event. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that. But let's go back to you for a minute. You're the volunteer, the event leader. How did you get involved? What was the impetus for you to involve yourself in this?
I've been relaying since about 2008. I started relaying in Bridgewater, and about 4 years ago, Tracy DiPano, our staff leader from the American Cancer Society, approached me
mm-hmm.
and asked me if I would be interested in starting this relay here in Hunterdon County, and I thought it was an awesome opportunity to bring the community together to celebrate, remember, and fight back against
right.
cancer.
Right.
Relay for Life really embraces its survivors and its caregivers, and we're there to celebrate their life and to raise funds for research and services that the American Cancer Society offers to cancer patients.
Yeah. Now, you did it in Bridgewater, so now that implies to me that this type of event is going on throughout the country.
Absolutely. There are about 4 million people that relay every year in about 20 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any idea how long it's been going like that?
Yes. 1985, a man named Gordy Klotz, mm-hmm. he started Relay for Life. He was one man, and he walked for 24 hours around a track. And he raised money for cancer research by doing that. And then from then, it just expanded into this nation or worldwide event where people come to raise money sure. and bring communities together to remember and celebrate and fight back.
Now, he did that in 1985. Now, everything has a cool factor to it, right? You throw it together. It's new. It's innovative. It gets some press. After a while, it starts to wane. So from your perspective, being that you've been doing it at Bridgewater and then you brought it over here, what is its staying power? Why is it so moving for people to get involved?
I think it's moving because just about everyone that I've ever met is one degree from cancer. We all have someone somewhere in our lives that have been touched one way or another.
Right.
And that's really the reason that brings everybody together. And, you know, there's a lot of community service that's done with bringing Relay to a community. Right. A lot of the students from Hunterdon Central are a very integral part of this leadership team that puts together our Relay. So right. with their energy, we have activities all night long. Mm-hmm. There's always, you know, all night long there's something going on. Not are we just walking around the track. Mm-hmm. We're providing the community with activities and games and a lot of fun. And we also have different pieces to it where we have a luminaria ceremony. So I think that's what keeps it going. You know, the fact that we're all one degree from cancer mm-hmm. and then the fact that it's a fun night.
Yeah. And so it helps the constituents that are there, the volunteers and the participants. They're getting having an enjoyment out of it. It's also they're doing some good for the community and for the cancer research by participating in this marathon type event, raising money. And so they're kind of promoting hopefully the cure at some point, right?
That's the goal. The goal is to find a cure for cancer, you know, through research, but also to provide information for cancer patients and their families through services that the ACS provides. That's the American Cancer Society.
Yep.
It's not just about finding a cure for Relay for Life. It's bringing the community together,
sure.
embracing them, and helping them to battle through this and to survive.
Well, you're putting the clamps down on the Hunterdon Central students because right after your May 21st, they always do Box City like a week later. So either you're really tapping into the teenagers who want to stay out all night or they're just great. I have a lot of them on the show here, and their community service, the community service mindset of the generation that's in school right now, blows me away. So it's really cool that they get involved with this event with you folks as well. How many get involved? Do you know?
Yes, we have approximately 511 participants last year
from the school.
This is community-wide.
Okay.
Our leadership team is made up of about 40 students.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're a great group of kids.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, it's up to you to open the government.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers, ahead of DACA recipients, ahead of border security, and ahead of stable and predictable government funding. Is that really a price that Democrats want to pay to prolong this episode, which they say they want to be over and done with?
Pelosi's response?
Open up government.
The Supreme Court ruled that the Pentagon can start enforcing a Trump administration's order to limit transgender military service while the issue plays out in lower courts. The Supreme Court will probably not get the case until sometime next year. And the week-long teacher strike in Los Angeles is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
A top Fox News anchor and his family survive a serious car crash. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Anchor and executive editor of Fox News Channel's special report, Brett Baer, says he and his family were involved in a Monday morning crash in Montana. Baer says in a statement released on Tuesday morning that he and his wife and their two sons were in the car headed to the airport after a weekend of skiing when they were involved in a major car crash. The 48-year-old says a passing motorist stopped and helped the family out of their flipped vehicle. He says first responders then got them to a hospital quickly, from which he says they left banged up but alive a few hours later. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House is moving forward on its plans regarding the State of the Union address, which even include the possibility of making the address outside of Washington, D.C. The State of the Union address is scheduled to take place next Tuesday at approximately 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The face-off that has gone viral between a drum-beating elder and a Catholic teen have many people wondering whether this was an encounter that was random or it was set up or staged by political activists. Covington Catholic High School has canceled classes today due to security concerns, and Jill Hamlin was a chaperone on the field trip